All right, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah and daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, toward the bottom of the page. Says the Mishnah, Mekabel Sadeh Mechaver Rishua Echad B'Sheva Me'el Zuz. The person is Mekabel a field from his friend to work on that field for one Shemitah cycle. Shavua Echad means one Shemitah cycle for 700 Zuz. So the question is, during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to work on the field anyway. So if you were Mekabel to work for a full Shemitah cycle, is that just code word for 7 working years, which would mean that you're really there for 8 years because you don't count the Shemitah year? Or does that mean, no, one Shemitah cycle, including the Shemitah year, when you're not allowed to work? So says the Mishnah, Shavius Min HaMinyan, the Shemitah year counts to the Cheshbon, if that's the way you termed the agreement, is one Shemitah cycle, so that includes one Shemitah year where you're not allowed to work anyway. The Achronim point out, the Torah Chaim is quoted in the Birei Adaf over here, points out that the Mishnah Bedavka framed the case to be speaking about Sheva Meo Zuz to add an extra Chiddush, because a person might have thought, well, if you say a Shemitah cycle for Sheva Meo Zuz, the assumption is going to be that it's $100 per year, because it's very symmetrical, 7 years, 700 Zuz. So Kamash Malon, that even so, the Shemitah year counts in the Minyan, and therefore it obviously doesn't turn out to be perfectly even $100 per year, because you're not paying to work during the Shemitah year, you're not going to be able to do anything during the Shemitah year. So it's, in spite of the symmetry, when you say a Shemitah cycle, it means to include the Shemitah year. It says in Mishnah, but kiblu emenu sheva shanim b'sheva me'ozuz. If the deal was that you're going to have it for 7 years, you didn't phrase it as one Shemitah cycle. You phrase it as 7 years for 700 zuz, ain't a shvi'is min minyan. Then the Shemitah year does not count toward those 7 years. Schir yom gova kala laila, schir laila gova kala yom. So right there, right at that point of the Mishnah, we transition from the first part of this parak to the second part of this parak. First part of this parak is about chakirus, arisus, obligations, responsibilities of the choker, the artist, the balasada. Now we move on to paying workers. Right, so it's a transition right in the middle of the Mishnah. Schir yom gova kala laila, someone who's hired for the day can collect his wages for that day throughout the night, the following night. Schir laila gova kala yom, someone who's hired to work at night is able to collect his wages throughout the following day. Schir shaos gova kala laila kala yom, if you're hired for a few hours, not for the full day nor for the full night, but just for a couple of hours, so you can collect kala laila vikalayom. The Gemara is going to discuss if you're schir shaos to laila or schir shaos to yom. Right? What are we talking about when we say schir shaos? A few hours to work during the night or a few hours to work during the day? When did you hire this guy? But whatever it is, we're going to see he's go vikalayla vikalayom. He can collect throughout the entire night and the entire day. Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, if a person is hired for a week, for a month, for a year, for a Shemitah cycle, it all depends on when he finishes his job. Yatzab Yom, Gova Kala Yom. If he finishes during the daytime, so he can collect the entire day. Yatzab Alayla, Gova Kala Layla, Vikala Yom. But if he finishes at nighttime, so then he not only collects throughout the rest of the night, he collects throughout the rest of the night and the following day. Says Rashi, why the night and the following day? Since his work extended into the night, so he's considered like a schir laila, and as a schir laila, we said before, the schir laila is you're not going to be, the schir laila is gova kala yom, you're not going to be over bal talin when the sun rises the next morning, he is gova the entire next day as well. Says Tosfos, right? So we ain't over baltolin ba amura shachar. So it tells us you're not over baltolin the next morning, meaning if your work extended into the night, the Mishnah had said the collection does not have to be sometime during that night. You have the whole next day as well. The laila mashma kol halaila v'zeh aschirus lolan kol halaila. So he says the reason you're not over baltolin ba'amura shachar is because when we say laila, the implication is that the lashon of losalin mash implies the lashon of losalin of the iser of not paying implies that you didn't pay the entire night, that an entire night went that you didn't get paid. But if a guy worked into the night, So Lo Sullin would not include a part of a night where he was expecting to get paid and didn't get paid. It would have to mean an entire night. That's just the Mashma'us HaLashon of Lo Sullin. Frek tells us, but wait a second, this is not, Lo Sullin Schar Sachir is not the only time the Torah uses such an expression of Sullin or Yalin. We have that expression elsewhere, and elsewhere it does not seem to mean that it has to be the entire night. After all, Tos says, Yom Tomer, Lo Yalin Dechelil Chagi, Huba Amur HaShachar, Greda, Shem Hele Emurim Al Gabi HaMizbech, Bitchilas HaLayla, if you bring the Emurim on the Mizbech at the beginning of the night, V'horid on Nefnei Amur HaShachar, and you take them off the Mizbech before Amur HaShachar, Nifsalin Belina, they become Pasul Belina, that's a violation of Lina, even though it hasn't been all night, because I'm in Zvachim Daf Pevav, like the Gemara says in Zvachim. So V'yeshlomer M'nei Shehein Ru'uyin LaHakriv, B'tchilas HaLayla Karinim Bei Lina Afilu B'Amur HaShachar. He says, because the Emurim are ra'uy for Akrava, even though you may not have been makriv them, they were ra'uy for Akrava already at the beginning of the night, and therefore it's called Lo Sullin, for the as if it was the entire night where you had brought them on the Mizbeach for the entire night and took them off before they were done. So then it's going to be a violation of the Sullin, even B'Amur HaShachar. But Tosfos admits, you know, bottom line is, you didn't bring them on the Mizbeach till after the night began, so V'dochak. That's a bit of a dochak answer, but it is what it is. That's the answer that we have. I did not find other answers in Rishonim. Okay, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, minayin l'skir yom shegav v'kal laila. How do I know that a person who's hired to work for the day can collect all night? Tam lomar lo salin pula sachir itcha ad boker. That the isser is, don't withhold payments for your worker until the morning, which implies that you are allowed to withhold it till the end of the night, meaning you don't have to pay immediately as he leaves the job on his way out of the office. You can pay him through the night. It's just by the next morning, that's when you violated something. How do I know that a person who worked all night you have all day to pay him, the whole following day to pay him? Because the pasuk says, "Biyomo titein scharo." On that day, you should pay his wages. So the entire next day is that day. And after all, the yom is halach achar laila when it comes to halacha. So that's the yom. Throughout that entire day, you have the right to pay him. So, frak the Gemara, the pasuk neither of these psukim indicate that we're talking about dafka schir yom or dafka schir laila. We could have applied these psukim to either one. So, ve'ema ipcha. Why do we assume that the Isser of withholding wages past the sunrise, past the Amur HaShachar, before sunrise, past the Amur HaShachar, applies dafka to a schir yom, and the isser of withholding wages past sunset applies dafka to a schir laila? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe a schir laila has to be paid by the time the night ends, meaning that very night, and you don't have all day. Maybe Schir Yom has to be paid by the time the day ends, and you don't have the whole following night. So says Gemara, Schir Yisena Meshalem Esalav Esalav. No, it can't be that way, because the halacha is that Schirus only has, the money is only due for Schirus Basov, at the end of the Schirus. So if the person is hired to work all day, and the money is only due the second after the day is over, which is already nighttime, so you know that the money is not due until nighttime, you can't say that it's Biyomo Titin Scharo. So it has to be that it's till the following morning, and the same is true on the other side. Tan Rabbanan, Mimashma Shnemar Lo Salin Pula Sachar Yitcha, Ein Yodeh Shad Boker. From the fact that the pasuk says Lo Salin Pula Sachar Yitcha, do I not know that it means Ad Boker? That it means that you're not allowed to keep it until the morning. Lina means to keep something overnight. Right? That's what the translation of the word is. So obviously, what happens overnight? Morning comes after the overnight. So I wouldn't know on my own that it's ad boker. Matam lomer ad boker. Why does the pasuk have to say explicitly ad boker? Melame she'eno over ella ad boker rishon bilvad. Because that this teaches us that you're only in violation of Lo Sullin for the first morning. Meaning it's not a new isser of Lo Sullin for each morning that you don't pay the wages, or that by any violation of Lina. It's only a violation on the first morning. Going forward after that is not a new violation of Lo Sullin. Mikan ve'ilach mai, so what? So once I've missed the first morning, so I'm good to go, it's fine, I could do whatever I want. There's no isser whatsoever in in continuing to withhold wages from my workers? So says Gemara, no, there is a separatist. It's just not the Yisra of Lo Salin. Amar, just Amar Rav, over Mishum Baltisha, you violate the Yisra of Baltisha of delaying the wages, but you're not in violation of the particular Yisra of Lo Salin. Amar Rav Yosef Mikra, where's such a pasuk of Baltisha? What kind of pasuk is that? Where do we ever have such a pasuk? So he says, well, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Al tomer l'reach aleich v'shuv machar u'machar atein v'yeshitcha, meaning v'yeshitachle. You're not supposed to tell somebody, yeah, come back tomorrow and I'll pay you tomorrow when you have the money right now. If you have money right now to pay, you're supposed to pay right now. Don't try to delay payments on things. It's not a good idea, and it's in fact an iser. Now, it doesn't sound like an iser daraisa. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, but it's nevertheless we derive from there that at least it's nisur d'rabbanan or nisur midivrei kabbalah that a person is not allowed to delay payment when you have the money, even though it's past the first day. The Rand and Mukha Yosef, Shita, Mukbetis all say that this din of Eino over Ad Boker, El Ad Boker Rishon Bilvad is going to be the same by a Schir Laila, that after the Balabais violated the Isser in the Sof Hayom, right, after the night of work, right, at sunset of the following day, so by keeping it continually after that, is also not a violation of that pasuk of Biyomotit and Scharo, right? It's also not a violation of Biyomotit and Scharo beyond that first day. However, the Shita Mukbetzes quotes from some other Rishonim that this miut is dafka by Lo Salin and not by Lo Saval of Hashemesh and Biyomotit and Scharo. It's dafka. This halacha is dafka din in Lo Salin and not a din in a nighttime worker. Dafka din in a daytime worker. So that's the machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the Isser of Lo Salin Pula Sachir Chad Boker, which speaks about a Schir Yom, and the Isser Biyomotit and Schar of Lo Saval Av Hashemesh speaks about a Schir Laila, are really the same lav. Meaning when the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is concerned about counting the 613 mitzvos, he has to count mitzvos to say mitzvos lo sase. He says that both of these psukim that the Gemara quotes are really the same lav. It's just that each lav comes to be, each pasuk comes to be mashlim the other one. They just give us a full picture of the same lav, which is a lav not to delay payment to a worker. And when you are over and you don't pay bismano, it's a violation of both of these lavin, whether you're a schir yom or a schir laila. Meaning, I would have thought, no, that you violate one lav when you do each of these. So he says, no, it's the Torah is going out of its way to say two separate lavin for really what is the same iser, and it just gives two examples, right? It gives an example of a schir yom, an example of a schir laila, but by the fact that the Torah puts two separate lavin, the Rambam understands that when you do either one of these, you're in violation of two lavin, because they're both psukim refer to the same idea of delaying payment. So when you delay payment, you're in violation of two lavin. However, the Yireim counts the Isser of Baltolin and the Isser of Lo Saval of Hashemesh as two totally separate lavin. So you violate them independently. If you had a Schir Yom that you delayed payment on, you violate one Isser. If you have a Schir Laila that you delayed payment on, you violate a separate Isser. Amar Rav Yosef Mikra. We just did that. Tan Rabbanan. Homel Chaver Otsei Sechor Lipolin. Let's say a person asks somebody else to hire workers for him. Go out and hire me some workers. Shnehen ain't over Mishum Baltalin. Neither the guy doing the hiring nor the Balabayas is in violation of Baltalin. Why? Zelafish lo sachran. The real Balabayas who's going to pay the workers isn't the one that did the hiring. So since he's not the one that did the hiring, he's not going to be in violation of Lo Salin. The one who did the hiring is not going to be in violation of Lo Salin because they're not working for him. So it's no violation of Lo Salin for him. The Rashash over here raises the important question that's actually raised by many Rishonim, but the Rashash raises it over here as well, and he says as follows, Kashali, madua lo nomar shlucho shel adam kamoso. In all of Shas, we always say Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. I send someone to do a job for me. It's Ki'ilu I did it. His Maisa counts for me. Over here, I ask someone to hire workers for me. So when we say I'm not in violation of Lo Salin when I delay payment to those workers because I didn't hire them, what do you mean? Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. I absolutely hired them through Shlichus. So he says, "V'zeh vada yein svara lomar dim yavar hamishaleach im kein hava kamo shliach l'dvar aveira." So he says, "No, maybe it's going to be shliach l'dvar aveira. Why is it shliach l'dvar aveira? Because this guy is my shliach to hire workers who I am not going to pay on time, and therefore it's an aveira for me to hire workers if I'm not going to pay them on time." He says, "No, you can't say such a thing, because there's no aveira to hire workers. The aveira is not in hiring workers when you don't plan on paying them on time. The aveira is not paying them on time. If, let's say, I hire a worker planning to not pay him on time, and then I change my mind and I pay him on time, did I violate any isser? Certainly not. The isser is only when you don't pay the guy on time. So it's hard to say that that it's a shliach dvar aveira. The Rashash gives an example. He says, to show how ridiculous an idea it would be to say that this is called shliach dvar aveira, he says, "Dim kein b'mekadesh isha al yidei shliach v'achar kach bo alima." Let's say you send a shliach to be mekadesh isha for you, and then you sleep with that woman's mother. So you can say it was a shliach l'dvar aveira, that the shlichus wasn't a good shlichus because it was shliach l'dvar aveira, because later on you did something that would be usher if that shlichus went through. No, there's nothing to do with it. The shlichus was for a mitzvah of kiddushin, and it was a valid shlichus, and later on you did an aveira because you're an avarian. That's fine, that's a separate issue. So he says it can't be because of ain shliach l'dvar aveira. So why is it that we don't say shluchus shlanu kamos over here? So says the Rashash, el arkachach bas, you have to say that when determining whether it's called the shliach l'dvar aveira or not, you look at the moment of the shlichus, whether there is an aveira in the picture, and over here there isn't. So it can't be that that it's a shliach l'dvar aveira issue. Uledas ma'arich she'ein adam yachal lasos shliach l'haktish didibur shel hakdish milin inhu v'lamim shurun shliach, and that's quoted by the Nod Biyuda. Asi Shapir, if you're going to say that you can't give a verbal shlichus, that if the shlichus involves only speaking, so that's not subject to shlichus, that's not a valid shlichus, then we understand very well. Dahachanami ain't kan ki imili. What are you making the shliach or shliach to do? To say some words, to speak. He says, that's the Maritz Shita, that a shlichus never works when it's just words alone. When you send a shlich to Mekadesh Nisha, he's also giving her something, right? He's doing a Maisa Kiddush, it's not just words alone. But shlichus is never going to work from words alone, and that in that way, we can explain this Gemara over here as well, if we were to accept that Maharit. Problem is, says Rashash, if you look at the Nod Biyuda's son writes many of the tshuvas in the Nod Biyuda, in the Madura Tinyana, at least, of Nod Biyuda, Nod Biyuda's son wrote a number of the tshuvas, so the Nod Biyuda's son blasts the Shita, and he brings many, many rayas against it. So it's very difficult to understand why we don't say that the guy is a shliach over here, and that's why he's in violation of Lo Sullin, even though he didn't hire the workers himself. The Ritva raises this same question, and he says, maybe we don't say the concept of shluch shladim kamoso when it comes to a chov. For anything that's going to be a chov for a person, maybe we want to say shluch shalom kamosa, maybe only things that are a chos for a person. And maybe hiring workers is a chov because it now obligates the balabayas to pay. So maybe that's considered a chov, and that's why we won't say shluch shalom kamoso in such a case. Rav Meir Arik in the Tel Torah asks that the Gemara in Kiddushim Membeis says that the reason for that ain shliach l'dvar aveira is divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishomim. So that implies that had it not been for divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishomim, that the shlichus would work, even though obviously when it's a shlichus l'dvar aveira, it's l'chovaso, it's for a chov of a person. So that's what Tel Tari says, it's unlikely that this rule of the Ritva doesn't really seem to fit. It doesn't seem that there is such a rule, that I can't make a shliach for anything that's going to be a chov for me. There are many things that I can make a shliach do which overall is a zechus, but carry some chovos with it. For instance, being mekadesh nisha, take that as the simplest one. Overall, it's a wonderful zechus. I become chayiv in Sherek Sus Viona. I become chayiv in many, many things. I have many chiyuvim toward my wife once I get married. So it creates a certain sense of chov when you get married as well. And yet we know shlichus works over there. So here also, overall hiring workers, it's really great for me. That's a wonderful thing. But of course it has its tzad chov as well. It doesn't seem that that really works as the reason why shlichus does not work over here. So it's sort of up in the air, difficult to find a really strong answer as to why shlichus should not work over here. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Hey Chidami, what's the case? What did this shliach do for me exactly? Ida amr lehu scharchem alai, if he accepted the responsibility of paying their wages, scharo alavu, so then it's his responsibility, and therefore when the wages don't get paid on time, it should be his iser. Titania sochres apol lasos pishalo, verei b'shel chavero, if I hire a worker, and I tell him he's here to work for me, and then I show him a field, I say, okay, go work in that field, and it turns out not to be my field, it's my friend's field, so no sinos I have to pay that worker full payment for chosav notam balabayis masha hahano so, and then I have to go collect from the balabayis whatever hana I gave the balabayis. I have to go collect from the balabayis, and that's it. So that's what I have to do. So says so you see that I am responsible to pay even if I hired for somebody else, if I took the achrayus on my own shoulders to pay these workers. So if I took that responsibility upon myself, I have to go and pay. And says Gemara, Lotzricha da'amlu scharchem al balabayis. No, the shliach didn't come and say, I'm going to pay your wages. The shliach came and said that the wages are going to be paid by the balabayis. He's going to pay the wages himself. So that's the issue. What if he didn't say anything? He didn't say scharchem al balabayis. He didn't say scharchem alai. He just said, I'm hiring you. Stam, right? So then, as you could probably predict, it's a machlokes rishon, right? What if you don't say anything? If you don't specify anything, who's obligated to pay? The Mukhei Yosef's medayik from the lashon of the Gemara, they dafka have to say scharchem al balabayis, but scharchem stam, then the shliach is going to be the one that's in violation of bal talin. However, Tosfos later on in the Masechta is medayik that it's dafka when we set up the case of sachar po alaslus b'shalov areo b'shal chavero, that's when you're meschayev b'scharo, is because you were sachar him laslus b'shalov to do. You tell him, I want you to work for me, but if you don't tell him, you want him to work for you, so then it's assumed that it's the schar is on the balabayis, that the balabayis is going to have to pay the wages and not the shliach. So that's the machlokas rishonim if you're sachro stam. Bar Maremar, Amar Le Lashame, Zil Agarli Paolim. Bar Maremar used to always send the shliach to hire workers, meaning that was a good way around this halach of baltalin. If you don't pay workers on time, you're in violation of baltalin. But if you have a shliach hire your workers for you, so it's a chachma, it's a chap. You get around the issur of baltalin. So Fred tells us, was Bar Maremar a bad guy? He didn't want to pay his workers on time. This was he figured out a way to cheat his workers. So it says, tells us, Lo mishum she'edaito lidchos. No, chas v'shalom. He wasn't intending on not paying them on time. Elo haya yare shelo haya panoi litin lahem. V'afilu mishum baltish lo haya over kim shay osik b'malach acheres. He was afraid that he might not have time to pay them, or that he might not see them, or whatever it was. He just, why take the risk? And something could happen, meaning it's such a short window before you violate Bal Talin, he figured he might as well cover himself in that way, but he wasn't planning on violating Bal Talin. It was just that's what he wanted to cover himself just in case some situation came up that was beyond his control. So Bar Maremar Amar L'Sham Zil Agarli Paolim Ve'emelu Scharchem Al Balabayis, and tell them that Scharchem Al Balabayis, so this way the workers won't be in violation of Bal Talin either. Maremar Mazutra Agri La'adadi. Maremar Mazutra used to hire workers for each other again through shlichus, and they'd get around this problem. Amar Rabba Barafuna Hani Shukai Desura Lo Avri Mishum Bal Talin. The people who work in the shuk in Sura, they are not in violation of Bal Talin when they don't pay their workers on time, because the workers understand that very often they don't have cash on hand until the Yom HaShuk, until they go to the Shuk, and therefore they don't expect to get paid until the boss goes to the Shuk. Because Meidei Yadi Dal Yom HaShuk Asamchi Smichi, everyone knows that the boss is Samech on the Yom HaShuk to get his cash, and therefore the people who he hires know that they can expect their wages on the Yom HaShuk. So a person gets his paycheck, let's say a person goes and does a job, does a consulting job somewhere for a day, and he doesn't get paid as he leaves the office. He gets sent in the mail the following week. So if that's the standard practice, and that's what's expected, and that's what's understood, that's fine. And obviously, it's not allowed to go on forever, but that's fine. That's the standard practice. Now, it happens to be, if that's the standard practice, the violation of Lo Solon can never happen, because we said the Lasalim can only be the first morning. After the first morning, there is no violation of Lasalim, but Baltisha could still be violated. And that's the exact point the Gemara makes right now. Av Mishum Baltisha Vadayover. But even though since I'm relying on the Yom of the Shuka, so I know I'm not going to get paid today. I know it's going to be 5 days till the Yom of the Shuka. So I know I'm not going to get paid today. So there's not going to be a Nisr of Lasalim, even if he doesn't pay me for months. It's not going to be a Nisr of Lasalim, because Lasalim can only happen once. And that's the next morning. But what will it be in Isra'ev? If he doesn't pay me by the Yom HaDeshuka, then from then on, it's Baal Tisha. Now again, until the Yom HaDeshuka, it's nothing, because I'm not expecting payment. But from that point forward, it's going to be this Isra'ev Midivri Kabbalah of Baal Tisha. So the Mishnah had said that someone who's hired for a few hours can collect kol alayla v'kol ayom. So Amar Rav, skirshos yom, go v'kol ayom, skirshos alayla, go v'kol alayla. Rav says something that seems to go against our Mishnah, and the Gemara will point this out in a moment, that if you're hired for a few hours during the day, you have to get paid sometime that day. If you're hired for a few hours during the night, you have to get paid sometime that night. Ushmuel, Amar Shmuel says, no, it depends. Skirshos yom, go v'kol ayom. If you're hired for the day, so you can collect you throughout the rest of that day, you have to get paid during that day, and that's exactly like Rav. Skir shows to Laila, go v'kol alayla v'kol ayom. But a skir shows who's supposed to work a few hours at night is supposed to get paid at some point, not lav dafka during that night, but either during that night or during the next day. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayos to or against Rav. So against Rav, actually, two rayos against Rav, both from our Mishnah. So Tanan, first case in our Mishnah that it relates to this, Skir Shos Gove Kol Alayla V'Kol Ayom. Mishnah says explicitly that Skir Shos is Gove all night and all day. Rav said no. If you're Skir Laila, you're Skir Shos to Laila, you collect only night. Skir Shos to Yom collects only day. There's never a Skir Shos that collects all night and day. So this Mishnah is against Rav. Tiyuv to the Rav. It doesn't mean to say, as one case, a Skir Shos collects all night and day. What the Mishnah is trying to express to us is that a Skir Shos collects either all night or all day, depending on what kind of Skir Shos he is. Skir Shos to Yom, Govakala Yom. Skir Shos to Laila, Govakala Laila. That's all the Mishnah is trying to teach me. Not that you have all night and day for a single Skir Shos. Tanan, second raya from our Mishnah, Hayu Skir Shabbos, Skir Chodesh, Skir Shchan, Skir Shvua, Yotze Bayom, Govakala Yom, Yotze Belayla, Govakala Yom, Vakala Layla. Right, if you leave that job during the night, you can collect throughout the rest of the night and the following day. The implication being that the Skir Shos Delayla should be no different, that you should be able to collect throughout the entire night and the following day. Samlacha Rav Tanayhi. Rav says, yeah, okay, that's Machlokas Tanayim. Detanya, Skir Shos Diyom, Govakala Yom, right? That everyone agrees to. Skir Shos to Laila, Gova Kala Laila, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Skir Shos to Yom, Gova Kala Yom, Skir Shos to Laila, Gova Kala Laila, Vakala Yom. Rav says, my machlokas with Shmuel is actually machlokas Tanaim, and I pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel passes like Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah, in the end, when the Mishnah tells us about this idea of Gova Kala Laila, Vakala Yom, yes, it's assuming like a Shita of Tanaim of Rabbi Shimon, but there is another Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what I pass on like, so you can't ask kashas on me. Mikan Amru Kalakovi Shkar Sachir over Behe Shemos. Anyone who is Kovi Shkar Sachir, who doesn't pay his workers on time, is in violation of five separate Isurim. The Bach flips around some words over here. Behe Shemos Va'aseh Halalu. Five Isurim and one Mitzvah Saseh as follows. Mishum, what are the Pesukim? Bal Tashuk Esreacha, Umishum Bal Tigzal, Umishum Bal Tashuk Scharani, Umishum Bal Talin, Umishum, here's the one I say, Biyamotitain Scharo, Umishum, I just lost the place, Umishum Bal Tigzal, Umishum Lasava Lava Shemesh, right? So those are the five Los Haseis and one Mitzvah Saseh when you delay payment to a worker. So, but the Gemara points out, it's not that you violate all six with the same worker. Hani Dika Biyamama Leka Bilayli, Dika Bilayli Leka Biyamama, right? The ones that you violate when you don't pay at night are not violated for not paying during the day. and vice versa. I mean, like we said, the day worker is supposed to get paid during the night worker is supposed to get paid during the day. You don't violate both at the same time. So it means that there are five, that the Torah was serious enough about this issue of delaying payment to workers that there were five Yisurim on the topic. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, what's the difference between Oshek and Gezel? What's the difference between withholding payment and stealing when it comes to a worker? Meaning, we said not paying workers is a violation of Gezel. So normally I know the difference between stealing and withholding payment. Stealing is I go to someone's house and I steal something from them. Withholding payment is I don't pay somebody. But if we're going to apply Bal Tigzel to the issue of withholding payment, so then why do we use two separate Lashonos? One of Oshek and one of Gezel. What's the difference between them? So the Gemara is going to suggest four approaches. Approach number one, Amar Rav Chisa, Leich v'shuv, Zeu Oshek, Yesh Chabiyadi Vein Nosanach, Zeu Gezel. If I keep delaying a person, come back, and I'll pay you next time, come back, I'll pay you next. That's Oshek, that's delaying payment. If I tell the guy, look, I have the money to pay you, but I'm not going to pay you. So I make it pretty final. I don't say come back tomorrow. I say don't bother coming back. You're not getting your money. That's Gezel. Mask Rav Sheshes, Ezu Oshek Shechiv Alav Torah Karban, Dumyu Depikadon to Kafar Leib Mamona. Wait a second. We have a brisa that says that what's Oshek? It's similar to Pikadon where you're Kofar owing the money. Now when I tell him to come back tomorrow to pay him, I'm not being Kofar owing the money. So how can you define Oshek as something that is that's when I acknowledge owing the money and I'm just delaying him? No, we said otherwise. We said that it's like Pikadon, it's where I deny owing the money. So Elam Rav Sheshes, Nasatav Lav Zav Oshek. If I tell him I already paid you, that's Oshek. Yesh chabiyadi veni nosinach zel gezel. If I tell him I didn't pay you, but nor will I pay you, that's gezel. Mask v'abaye ezu gezel shchivel av Torah karban domiu debikadon midna to kafar lemamona. But wait a second, isn't the definition of gezel also similar to bikadon, that you deny owing the person money? And over here in this case of gezel that we gave, you acknowledged owing the person money. You said I owe you, I have the money, I will not pay you. You had that kind of chutzpah to be able to say that. Ella says Abaye a third approach and what the difference is. Ella Amar Abaye, Lo Schartiche Meolam Zeu Oshek. Nasat Vlach Zeu Gezel. If I say, I never hired you, I don't even know who you are, that's Oshek. When I say, I hired you and you worked for me, but I've already paid you, that's Gezel. Rav Sheshes, Meshna Oshek the Kashalei, Meshna Gezel the Lo Kashalei. Why is Rav Sheshes, when Rav Sheshes is bothered by the first definition, by Rav Chista's definition of Oshek and Gezel, why was he only bothered by Oshek and not by Gezel? Meaning the kasha was the same on both, that they both have to be Dumya de Pikadon, and that they both therefore need to be a Kfira. So why is he only bothered by the kasha of the Gabi Oshek and not the Gabi Gezel? So Amalach, Gezel de Gazle Vahad de Kafre. Because the case of Gezel could be that you stole it and then you were Kofer. Yahachi Afilu Oshek Nami Dahad de Kafre. So why can't he say the same thing for Oshek? That first you did exactly as Rav Chista defined, Leich Veshuv, Leich Veshuv, and then ultimately you kept telling him to come back, and then ultimately you were Kofer, and wouldn't that solve the problem? Says Gemara, no, Hachi Hashta, that's a bad comparison. Bishlam Mahasim Ksiv O Begezel Mechal Da Odi LeMeikara. From the fact that it says by Gezel O Begezel, that implies that he was Moda at first, and then he was Kofer. Aval Gabe Oshek Miksiv O Be Oshek. Oh, Ashak Ksiv, Sha'ashkal Kvar, implies that you already Oshek him, and not that you were Kofar from the time that the guy began to be Tover you already started making denials, and it's not that it became Oshek through something else, through a later Kfira. It was Oshek through and through, and that's why he was bothered by how you could have Oshek Dumi Dabikadon, where he wasn't bothered by how you could have Gezel Dumi Dabikadon, because Gezel, it could be that initially you didn't deny owing the money, and then eventually you denied owing the money. So fourth approach, though that was just an aside, fourth approach in terms of the difference between Oshek and Gezel, Rava Amar, Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel. There is no difference between Oshek and Gezel. V'lo mechilkan akasuv, lavra, lav b'shnei lavin. Why does the Torah call it two separate things? So you can violate two separate Yisurim. Now let's say the Torah said lo sigzol twice, it wouldn't be two separate Yisurim. Lo sashuk twice, it wouldn't be two separate Yisurim. Or it would also be two separate Yisurim. You don't need it to say Oshek and Gezel to be violate two Yisurim. Says Tosfos, Lav Mishum Dechsiv Gezel Va Oshek Sheshina Belashon Diek El Mishum Dechsiv Trei Lavin. it's not the lashon that we're being medayik over here. It's the fact that it says two separate lavin. The two lashonos don't really make a difference. Once you have two lows, as long as the word lo appears twice, Hishamar pen al or lo appears twice, you have yourself two lavin, right? You the exact lashon used to describe the lav is irrelevant. It says Tosos Tema Bishla Mahacha Chilkan Kadei Lavra Lav Bishnei Lavin Avil Gabe Hashem Gezelos Lama Nichtu Bishneim O Begezel O Ashak. So over here I understand why you have two separate psukim to tell me that teach me that you violate two lavin when you withhold payment. But when it comes to the chiyuv of bringing Hashem Gezelos, right, for a person who is Gozel, why does it have to say? Why does the Torah have to say that the Hashem Gezelos is for someone who was Gozel or Ashak? What do you mean? If Gazal and Ashak mean the same thing, which is what Rav is trying to tell us, then why would the Torah have to say that you bring an Ashram Gzelos when you're either Gozel or Ashak? Don't tell me it's too Lavin, because we're not talking about Lavin over there. We're talking about a mitzvah of bringing the Ashram Gzelos. So what's going on over there? Tosus leaves it as a kasha. The Chora, all the Achronim answer, I don't know, it's difficult to understand what Tosus is bothered by. Typically speaking, Gzela and Oshak are two separate things. Typically speaking, Gzela, like we said before, is I go into your house and I steal something from you. That's gzela. Oshek is not that. Oshek is I withhold payment. The whole kasha that bothered the Gemara over here is we just said you violate five shemos, you violate five losases when you withhold payment. And one of them is gzela. So apparently there's a form of gzela that includes only withholding payment, not actually taking something from somebody. So that's why the Gemara was bothered. Well, what's the difference between that form of gzela and Oshek? It's the same thing. But Stamen, generally speaking, when you talk about someone bringing Hashem Gzelos, and you say he was Gazal O'ashak, so it means he was Gazal, either broke in someone's house and took something, O'ashak, where he withheld payment. Those are two totally separate concepts. They're two totally separate dinim. So Tosis Kash is a little bit difficult to understand. First half of Tosis is a little bit difficult to understand also, because the whole Gemara, up until that point, was giving approaches to understand the difference between why he used the Lashon Ashak in one place and the Lashon Gezel in another place. And then all of a sudden, when Rava comes along, he says, I don't care about the Lashonos. I just want to tell you why they're two separate psukim. So it sounds like he's not at all, I mean, Tosfos says he's not at all concerned with the Lashonos. What does he taka do with the Lashonos? Just stand that there are two words to say the same thing, and the Torah, you know, was speaking poetically. It's always good not to use the same words over and over again, so the Torah wanted to use two separate words. A little bit difficult. It's very difficult to understand exactly why Rava would, it's not really a fourth approach then. It's like a new discussion. Rava's not even dealing with the Ashak versus Gezel. Okay, says the Mishnah. Echad sachar adam, echad sachar behemav, echad sachar kelim. Whether you rented a person, an animal, kli, yesh b'mishum b'yamotit in schar. You're supposed to pay on that day. V'yesh b'mishum l'salim pula sachir idcha ad boker. And it's also a violation of withholding payment if you don't pay on time. Emasai b'zman shatava. That's assuming that the person asked for payment. That the person was tovea, he asked for the money. Lo tovo ein over love. If he wasn't tovea, so then there's no violation. He wasn't tovea anything. Himcho etzel chenveni o etzel shulchani eino over love. What does himchahu mean? So says Rashi. Natko meetzlo ve'amido etzel chenveni sheipol tzarek liknos peros mechenveni. Vomlo balabai etzel chenveni teinlo bediner peros v'alai l'shalim. Let's say you say to the socher, why do you need to get paid right now? He says, what do you mean, why do I need to get paid right now? I need to do my grocery shopping. I need to put food on the table. So you say, come with me. And you take him to the grocery, and you let him go pick whatever he wants, and you tell the grocer, I'll take care of his bill. So that's okay. That's also a form of payment. You're allowed to do it in that way as well. And it says, if you paid whatever the value of that bill. So that's not a violation of Lo Salim, because then you've paid him. Now, typically speaking, you're not allowed to pay your workers with metaltalin or with karko. Then you have to pay with cash. Right? I'm not allowed to just pay my workers with services or with anything else. I'm supposed to pay with cash. But if the guy, anyway, you know what he needed it for, and he agreed to such an arrangement, so then it's not considered about talin. Sachar bizmano nishpa v'notel. Sachir Bizmano is able to, meaning if it's the time that he's supposed to get paid, he could be Nishpa Benotel, he can swear and collect his payment. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what the situation is, why he needs to take a Shvua, what's the other guy's Taina. Avrzmano ain't on Nishpa Benotel. Once the time has passed and the Sachir says, hey, I haven't gotten paid yet, he cannot just be Nishpa Benotel. However, if there are Eidim that he was Toveya him previously, and you know, when it was the Zman, and now the Zman has passed because the guy just still hasn't paid yet, but we know that he's been Tovei, he was Tovei him at the right Zman, so then he's going to be able to be Nishba Venotel. Interestingly, a Gertoshav, right, is a guy who lives in Eretz, follows Shabbat Mitzvah Pnei Noach. There is a mitzvah of Biyomotit in Scharo, you have to pay him on time, but the specific losase of losolin does not apply to a Gertoshav. Obviously, we're going to have to derive that from the Pesukim itself, why what the mitzvah should apply, the Yisr should not apply to a Gertoshav. Practically speaking, you're going to have to pay him on time, but the mitzvah, the mitzvah sase applies to him, the law sase does not. Money masnisin. So who could the author of our Mishnah be? Lo tanakama de me'achicha v'lo Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be the tanakama of the brisa of me'achicha, nor could it be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maihi, what are we talking about? What are this tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Who are they? The Tanya, we have a brisa. Me'achicha, pasuk says that you're lo sashok sachir ani ve'evion me'achecha from your brothers. So we darshin me'achecha. Where does the violation of lo sashok come in? Dafka prat lacher, as opposed to of the avodah zarah, as opposed to non-Jews, to akum, to typical akum. Fractosos. Tema amay yitzruch me'achecha l'mu'utei akum miger toshav nafka d'davka ger toshav lo akum. If we're going to have a special limud to include ger toshav, so shouldn't that be enough itself to tell us ger toshav as opposed to akum? Meaning, if you can have something to say that a ger toshav is included, so that would, from the fact that you need a pasuk tell me ger toshav is included, shouldn't that itself indicate that akum is not included? Votema, Amayis Rukhlamith of Gert Sedek, we Gert Toshim Nafka, the Kolshkin Gert Sedek. Why does the Pasuk have to say Gert Sedek is included? Which is the next Rosh, if you look back to in the Gemara. Gercha, Zer Gert Sedek. Who else is included in the Yisrov Losashok? A Gert Sedek. Once, why do you need a pasuk telling the Ger Tzedek if a Ger Toshav is even included? Okay, Bisharecha ze ochel nevelos. Bisharecha refers to a person who's ochel nevelos. Ein liyala sachar adam, meaning that means a Ger Toshav. Ein liyala sachar adam minayin l'rabas behem of kelim. I only know that about hiring people. How do I know that about behem and kelim as well? Tamlon ba'atzicha kol shabatzicha v'kulin over mekol hashemos halalu. And all of them are in violation of all these yisurim. Meaning by all these cases, you're in violation of all the yisurim involved in not paying workers on time. Mikan amru echad sachar adam, echad sachar behem, echad sachar kelim. Yesh v'mishum yom titin scharo, yesh v'mishum bal talim pula sachir. Good. That's the Tanakama. Tanakama of me'achecha darshins that whether it be that you're not paying a ger tzedek, a ger toshav, or whatever, you're in violation of all the love and all and the mitzvahs to say everything that's involved in not paying workers on time. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ger Toshav Yesh Bo Mishum Yamotit in Scharo Ve'in Bo Mishum Lo Salin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says a Ger Toshav, if you don't pay him, it is a violation of Biyamotit in Scharo, which is a mitzvah to say to pay on time, but it's not a violation of Lo Sasun, of Lo Salin. Behem of Ekelim Ein behen elamishum baltashuk vlvad. However, when it comes to renting a behem or a kelim, and you don't pay that on time, that's only a violation of baltashuk. It's not a violation of everything else. Money. So now let's go back to our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that when it comes to the ger toshav, it's a violation of the asay, not a violation of the los asay. That's obviously against the Tanakama. Tanakama says even when you hire a ger toshav, if you don't pay him, it's a violation of everything. Right, so it's against the Tanakhama right off the bat. Sounds a lot like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, though, right? Who said that exact idea that when you hire a Ger Toshav, it's only a violation of the Asay, not a violation of the Los Asay. Problem is, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda then continued to talk, and he said that when you rent Behemos and Kalim, it's only a violation of Bal Tashok and none of the other Yisurim. Our Mishnah said it's a violation of everything when you rent Behemo Kalim. So money, I Tanakam de Me'achicha Kasha Ger Toshav. If it's the Tanakama is the author of our Mishnah, so Ger Toshav is a problem. Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Behemah Kalim, and if Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah, you have a problem with Behemah Kalim. So Amar Rava, Hai Tana Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, who the author of our Mishnah is the Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Echad Tzachar Adam, Echad Tzachar Behemah, Echad Tzachar Kalim, Yesh B'Mishum Yamotit, and Skar B'Mishum Lo Salin, that you violate all the Yisurim, whether it be that you hired a person, or you rented an animal, or you rented a Kli, it doesn't make a difference. Ker Toshav Yesh B'Mishum, B'Yamotit, and Skar V'Ein B'Mishum Baltalin, or Ger Toshav is a violation, you violate only B'Yamotit, and Skar not Baal Talin. So there you have explicitly exactly like our Mishnah. So we found an author of the Mishnah. It's Rabbi Ishmael. My time and time comment to Me'achecha. Okay, now that we found that there are three shittos out there in terms of the exact rules of what you violate when you hire a Ger Toshav or when you rent Kalim and you rent a Behema, what's the reason of the Tanakam of Me'achecha? So why would the Tanakam of Me'achecha Dafka say that the Ger Toshav is included in everything? So Gamer Sachir Sachir, he'll learn Sachir Sachir. It says over here Lo Sashuk Sachir, and it says by Sachir Yom Lo Salin Pula Sachir. So just like by Lo Sashuk, a Ger Toshav, Behema, and Kelim are all included. So too over there, Ger Toshav, Behema, and Kelim are all included. So that's why he treats them the same. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Lo Gamer Sachir Sachir. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is not Gamer Sachir. Does not darshan Sachir Sachir. So says Gamer Nihidu Lo Gamer Sachir. So granted, you're not going to dash in Sachir Sachir, but Behema of Kelim should still be included in Biyamotit and Scharo. So Tani Rabbi Chananya Amarkra Vlosaval of Hashemesh Ki Anihu. Mishain Balinli Deanius Fashirus, Yatsu Behema Kelim, Shain Balinli Deanius Fashirus. No, we dash in the other half of the Pasuk. The Biyamotit and Scharo says that you should pay him his wages on time and not wait till the daylight passes because he's a poor man. Meaning, you only have to pay something that can become poor or rich. But a Behemah Kalim can't become poor or rich, and therefore that issue doesn't apply to Behemah Kalim. The Tanakama Hai Ki Anihu Mai Avadai. What does the Tanakama do with that pasuk? Ki Anihu. Whom Yibai Lahakdim Ani Lashi. That comes to tell you to pay the Ani before the Ashi, that the Ani has precedence. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Haumi Lo Sashok Sachir Ani Ve'Evyon Nafka. He dashens it from Lo Sashok Ani Ve'Evyon. That an Ani takes precedence. The Tanakama Chad Lahakdim Ani Lashi V'Chad Lahakdim Ani Ve'Evyon. No, I need one pasuk to tell me an Ani comes before an Ashir, another tell me that an ani comes before an evyon. Utsricha diash mean an evyon mishum to the kas of the mitveh. Avlasha the kas of the mitveh emelo. Had I only told me an ani comes before an evyon, I would say, yeah, an ani comes before an evyon because an evyon is not going to be embarrassed to ask for the money when he needs it. But an ashir will be. So I would think that maybe an ashir does not have to take a backseat to an ani. Viash mean an ashir mishum to the tsarachle. And if I would tell me an ani comes before an ashir, I would say, yeah, that's because the ashir doesn't need the money. Avl evyon the tsarachle emelo, but an evyon does need the money. I might think that. That he should not have to wait till after the ani. Tzricha, therefore, comes to tell me both cases. Okay, we'll have to stop here. All right, tomorrow we'll make it back.